A speech by County Commissioner Harry Vail made at the dedication ceremony of the Detroit Rocky River Bridge, October 11, 1910. In these exercises, commemorative of the splendid achievements of the people of this county, and in this week of the centennial, when our thoughts naturally turn to a contemplation of our material prosperity, it is our duty to consider the development of the past as but prophetic of the greatness of the coming century. Why should we not be proud of the past? It is our birthright, our inheritance. From a beginning most humble and unpromising, we have risen to the proud distinction of the sixth largest city in the United States. The foundation of success always has, and always will be, in my judgment, lie in the home life of our people. It is in the home, at a mother's knee, where are first instilled in the heart and mind of the child those great principles of truth and of justice, of true manhood and true womanhood, that have made this city and this county great. And just so long as that sacred influence finds its expression in the unselfish devotion to public duty, in a high and generous citizenship, that in a Christian helpfulness and affection will you be great and prosperous, and no longer. 20 years ago, this iron bridge, which now seems so insignificant, was prophesied to be ample for the wants of the people for half a century. In a few days it must be torn down and thrown upon the scrap pile. 10 years ago, where now the great Denison Harvard Bridge spans the valley of the Cuyahoga, there is nothing but a waste of land and water, with two communities hopelessly isolated. Now, with the bridge not as yet thrown open to traffic, all the southern portions of your city and county feel the quickening influence of this great improvement. 10 years ago, an 8-foot brick roadway was considered adequate for a county road improvement. When shall we build it to 40 feet? All these problems, people of Cuyahoga County, must be solved in obedience to that spirit of citizenship that knows no locality or section of this great county, and where all improvements are for the use and benefit of all the people. And now, in dedication of this beautiful and useful structure, let us, mindful of the struggle and self-sacrifices of the past, pledge ourselves anew to those high ideals of home and of citizenship, of truth and justice, and civic honesty which have made the centennial of your county memorable for its greatness.